than Arlene. And of course, the mother and father died years ago.
You still have lots of relatives around
you. Oh, yes. Somebody was saying one day you couldn't open your mouth or what, somebody was married to somebody that was in somebody else's family that was in the crash. And it's about the truth in the town. Of course, it's grown so now. After the Bell bomber plant came here, you know, brought so many people in, and of course that's made a big difference, and that's what made our town grow so. And this boy that was plant manager down there was a real close friend of ours, and he and his wife, and my husband had never worked in a plant before in his life. He'd always been a salesman. But he went down there, and they became real good friends, and he and his wife, and then we all were good friends for the years. And when they broke up down here and went back to Buffalo, they had planned to stay here in Georgia because they loved the climate down here. They were from Buffalo. And they loved the climate, but he said they made him such an offer till he just couldn't turn it down. So he had to go back to Buffalo.
What's the climate like up here?
And in Buffalo, New York? Oh, it's cold up there. And they both loved it here. And they had planned to stay here. And when they offered him so much, said they first offered him a good size raise to go back to Buffalo, and he didn't take it because he said he liked it down here, that it wasn't worth it. And then he said the second time they approached him, they made it such a good offer that he couldn't turn it down. He said, I just couldn't turn that down. So he just had to go back.
How did she feel about it?
Oh, she loved it here. She loved it.
Did they have a family?
They had one daughter. But the daughter, every year they went down to Miami, and they'd stop here. Will all this go in the record?
Right.
Will all this go in the record?
I'll turn it off.
Yes, it's about her. They were married about 15 years, and they stayed here, either going down or coming back from Miami to Buffalo. And when they were here one trip, she said, every time we'd have our evening meal, we'd come in here and sit down, she'd go sleep. And she was heavy anyway. She had some thyroid trouble and some gland trouble. And she'd go to sleep, and he said she slept all the way from Buffalo to Miami and slept all the way from Miami back to Marietta. And said, I think she's going to sleep all the way from here home. And she just couldn't stay awake. So he said, as soon as we get back home, I'm going to take you to the doctor. So he took her to the doctor, and they called up. He said he couldn't wait to write. Called up and said, guess what? He said, in 3 weeks we're going to have a baby.
You don't
need it. And she didn't know it. She thought she had a something else wrong with her.
Isn't that funny?
But you couldn't tell that she was pregnant because she was, as I said, her mother said she was real thin, and all of a sudden she started gaining all this weight, and it was due to this gland trouble. And of course we didn't know she was pregnant. She didn't know it either. And she said she thought that it was she said, well, I'll just tell you the truth. I just thought it was a tumor moving around.